All right, listen, we talking all things gender roles, because men are supposed to wash dishes in a marriage.
And women are supposed to take out the trash
in a marriage. Crazy. Let's get into this, y'all.
Welcome, y'all. You're not rocking with the best. You can try to rock it, but you're not the best. Let's get it. Hey, real talk, we appreciate y'all, man. Welcome to Life is a Rock.
All right, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Life with Zawadi. It's your girl, Melanated Mama.
It's your boy, Melanated Daddy. And that is spelled D-A-D-D-Y. A.K.A. Papa Zawadi. A.K.A. Papa Melanated.
Anyway, y'all. Welcome back.
I feel like you tried to rush my intro.
I did.
Man, thank you. I need more time for that. Thank you.
Listen, y'all, we are so excited to be here today. Thank y'all for taking this journey with us as we kind of went down memory lane and talked about our
birthing,
our Black love story. And so now I think we're at the point where we can get into some real good conversations. If y'all don't know, my husband loves to talk, which is why we have this podcast. So today we are going to talk about all of the things, I guess, gender roles, air quotes, because we don't really subscribe to that topic.
We gotta give the people some background.
Okay, go ahead.
So, y'all know I be moseying through the hallways of the book face. Be moseying through. And I just so happened to belong to a group about marriage. And they kept talking about how if a man doesn't provide financially, then why am I here? And I took real offense to this because growing up, my mother told me I was only going to be as good as my pocketbook, right? And I had to unpack that trauma so that I could understand that my pocketbook is a percentage or a part of me, but it doesn't make me or break me when it comes to fatherhood, parenthood, husbandhood, etc. So, I engaged the young lady and said, but wait. So why does his pocketbook really matter that much, right? If you're married together, well, I didn't subscribe to pay bills. So what are you cooking and cleaning? Well, no. So wait a second.
Oh, you hit with the old school gender?
Yeah, of course, because if we're going to start this gender talk, let's start it right? But I said, but look here. I said, no, and I put you in, I'm sorry. I said, but I thank God that God gave me a wife who was so much more progressive than this backwards thinking. If a man is not providing, period, then it means a man is not providing emotionally, spiritually, financially, economically, and we can go on and on and on. But if a man has a shortcoming in his finances that you as the wife, as the partner, can subsidize or help or whatever, but he hits every other mark, the man's providing.
But see, that's the thing. I think when we started to have conversations, even when I put my list out to the universe about what I wanted in a partner, that wasn't something that was on my list. And I guess it was because I knew that in the way that my mama raised me, that I would never need a partner or a man to take care of me financially.
Right.
Like I'm going to always be set up to be straight. However, though, in the point that when we started dating, I was very much so like spiritually deficient.
Mm-hmm.
And so you being the man that you are of God came in with the cup running over,
yeah.
Was exactly what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is how you provided for me in terms of like this whole, I need a man to provide for me. I didn't need you for that. I think for me,
mm-hmm.
your relationship with God was so admirable that like I needed that.
Aww. Now, baby, I'm gonna ask you. So explain to the people what the roles in this household look like.
Well, I think that we definitely don't subscribe to like the woman does this, and the man does this. That ain't our jam.
Mm-mm.
But also, one of the first things that I remember saying to you when we dated was that emotional labor was not my thing, and mm-hmm. I was tired of it. And that if you was gonna date me, you was gonna have to pick up some emotional labor,
boy.
And you didn't even know what that was at
first.
Boy,
when I tell y'all this girl, this woman next to me will throw emotional labor on me so quickly and finesse it in such a way that she is void of all them. I was like, bro, what? If y'all don't understand, baby, tell the people what emotional labor really is.
Okay, so essentially, like, emotional labor is doing all of the things that require emotion. So it could be, you know, hey, babe, the toilet's broken and we need to find a plumber. Well, that sounds like an easy task, but the emotional labor that goes into looking for plumbers, calling them, getting the best price, securing the appointment, all of that is the emotional labor that oftentimes in partnerships, typically the men don't understand.
I understand it fully, y'all. That's all my checklist is every day. Hey, babe, we gotta make dental appointments. Right. Can you call for the doctor appointment? Can you take her to the doctor appointment after you just work 8 hours? Y'all.
I've been handling all of the labor as a single parent before we got married. And so I needed a break. And I'm consistent because even when my mom was living, I would call her to do all of the same things. But she called it being my secretary.
Same thing. Emotional labor, secretary, same thing. I think for me, when it comes to roles, and we do have things that are quote unquote specific to one another. I'm a cleaner. So I do the dish. I do the clothes. I wash all the clothes. And she hates taking out trash. So therefore,
that is the one thing I'm subscribing to.
I have to take out trash.
I'm not taking out trash.
And then every once in a while, she'll be like, babe, my gas is low. I mean, you've been driving. Go fill it up.
Nope.
Babe, I'm coming home. You go fill that thing, right? There are certain things, right? If she gets a flat tire, I'm going to do that. That's just me.
But at the same time, when stuff needs to be fixed around here, I'm grabbing a drill and fixing that too. Like, just like you are. I don't think that if there's like, this is your job.
No, I was just talking about things that were specifically for me.
Oh, yeah.
As far as gender roles,
right? I refuse to take the trash out.
She ain't doing it. But realistically, that was a compromise I was happy to make because it's on the bigger scale of things, is my loop. So this whole podcast is simply just to help people understand that in 2021, right, we need to get away from the ideology that a man does. But a woman does. Whatever floats for your relationship is what you're supposed to do.
That keeps your house running smoothly.
We move fluidly through almost 85% of tasks in our relationship. If she can do it, I can do it, and vice versa. She cooks, I cook. She disciplines, rarely, I discipline.
Are you throwing shade?
Not at all. She, she nurtures. I just learned how to nurture. So, like, everything she can do, I can do.
Anything she can do, I can do, baby.
And we don't require each other to hold certain things. In my household, the bill talk is a real talk. Bae, I need this for this bill. Here you go. Hey, bae, I'm paying this. I pay it. And it's not a question. It's fluid. It's how it's supposed to go.
Yeah, we definitely don't do the 50-50 either.
Nah. Because you have to understand 50-50 is based upon the cup or the person you're dealing with. Every relationship is 100 and 100. And even though it's not, it is. My wife can be on 60% today. I have to cover her 40. So today it's 61-40.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I could be at 30. It's 31-70. Because at the end of the day, the household having to be maintained has to happen. It doesn't matter who does it.
But I think with that, what keeps us balanced and what keeps us in line with each other is that we have regular talks about what the household needs weekly.
Coin phrase, naked talks.
Tell them what the naked talk is.
We just had a whole talk about this with another couple, but naked talks are our conversations that we have sometimes daily, sometimes weekly, but they are completely void of judgment. They're void of an emotional response. And what it is it's a time for me, when she says I need a naked talk, to shut up and listen.
It's just a safe space to really communicate whatever it is.
Your needs, your wants, your concerns. We've had naked talks about stupid stuff. I want to go bowling. I bet. Let's go bowling.
But you know what? I think that the naked talks are really awesome, especially when there's a conflict brewing or whatever. But I also think that like our family Sunday meetings are essential to like the function and flow of the Zawadi tribe.
Facts.
And as a disclaimer, the pandemic has really changed how we approach our meetings because there ain't really nothing changed with the schedule for real.
But now with our brands and our businesses and me being on Clubhouse almost every night and me and her having to support me through all that and, you know, all the stuff we're doing, these alignments are necessary, especially because without alignment, then there's no clear vision, right? Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? If we're not talking about it, we can't agree.
Exactly.
So we have those conversations so that we can walk together.
And we didn't just arrive at this way of like partnership. It was because when I was working as a principal, that life was crazy. Long hours, long days. And there would be times when I would not communicate that I had a meeting after work or that I needed to stay late. He needed to get the kids.
She said times, like it was like one or two.
Was it a lot? It was every day.
It was like every other day.
You know? Hey, babe, it's 5:30. I got to get the kids at 5:30 and I'm still at school. Can you go get the kids? And he'd be like, bro.
You didn't know you had a meeting before 5:30? I found out like 4:40. So you didn't call me at 4:45?
It was bad, but.
Like, yo, I had to dig a little. I'm like, bro, like, I had to tell, like, I hate, like, stop doing this.
And so now, though, because of that, we have a shared family calendar.
Yes.
We post things in there, like, okay, I got to work, I got a board meeting today, or I got an appointment here. And then on Sundays, we sit and we align calendars. We align, you know, the kids, whatever they got going on.
They got stuff too.
So that we can really plan. Like Monday, babe, you got to get dinner. Tuesday, I'll get dinner. Wednesday, we're going to take out because it's going to be too crazy of a schedule.
Or pizzas or whatever.
Whatever it is. But I think that when you are able to have these types of conversations within your partnership, that whole idea of gender role just sounds stupid.
I think it limits people. I think if I'm going to peel back the onions, as you like to say, about why gender roles bother me, is because gender roles put you in a box when your full capacity can be so much more.
But were you raised, outside of just the financial piece, like how were you raised? Were you raised to believe that women did certain things and that, you know, aside from the financial part, that men did certain things within the household?
I was raised in a complete ideology of gender roles, meaning that men do this, men, so I was raised that men get a job. Men are the financial breadwinners. And if you're not, then you're not a man. I was raised that all you have to do to be a man is go make money and then go home. I was literally taught that if you pay the bills, why are you arguing in the house? I was taught that.
Oh.
So if you pay the bills, that means I'm void of having to be emotionally available at all.
I see.
Because I pay the bills.
But see, I think just my circumstances were a little different because obviously I was raised by a single mother.
So was I.
Who was also wheelchair bound, right? Mm-hmm. So there were some things that her body just couldn't do. And so I grew up watching her pay for everything to get done. Mm-hmm. Grass to get cut. Once we were grown out of the house. And so I have no problem with paying for things like that because mm-hmm. it's like, I have other things to do. Remember when we first moved in with each other, you were like, you pay for the grad? And I was like, absolutely. I'm not about to be out there.
I used to get yelled at for trying to shovel y'all. Like, no.
You have a bad back. Why would I even do that?
To save 60 bucks?
No, sir.
You could pay me the 60 bucks then.
So then for 60 days, you could be complaining about your back hurt.
Hey, I got you to rub it down.
No.
Right or wrong?
I'll pay somebody to do that too.
I'll accept that in a heartbeat.
Listen, I will pay for a service quick if it eliminates me having to engage in emotional labor. You don't understand how much emotional labor gives me anxiety.
But then you give it to me.
You don't get anxiety.
You don't know what I get. You just know I get your emotional labor.
I pay for it.
How?
In grown-up time.
Why does that come up in every session, bro? Every single podcast we have, it's grown-up time. What? Jesus. Okay, y'all. I've gathered myself.
So, what are some tips that you think you can give out to partners about, you know,
the same way
undoing this idea?
The same way we say defund the police, defund gender roles. Simple. Like, delete them because that's false. Like, that harbors a situation of toxic masculinity, that harbors a situation of toxic femininity, that harbors a bunch of garbage that just isn't necessary. figure out what works for your situation away from the norm of what people in 1942 did and run with it. I don't have, my wife, I cook more. I don't say I cook more because I work more. I work later, not more. I used to, when I didn't work there, I used to cook more. Number one, I'm fat. I know what I like to eat. I know how season's supposed to be. I get it in. My wife has a different style of seasoning. And I, you know, she's working. It's gotten a lot better. Kudos.
I zoned out. What were you talking about?
I was talking about how I used to cook more, but, you know, you get better with your seasoning.
So, Shay.
I'm just saying, you're getting better, man. I'm saying you're getting, I just gave you praise. I said you're getting better.
Wow. Anyway.
But we need to delete the ideology of gender roles and just figure out how to fluidly move through your relationship without trying to hold on to something from 1902. That doesn't make sense. Like, women are now bosses. So explain to me why I'm going to tell a woman she has to cook and clean when you work in a full-time job running a Fortune 500 company. I'm a stay-at-home dad. No, our dynamic gonna be different. So run with that dynamic and make it work.
You know, I think what I would suggest, though, in thinking about the way we're socialized as a society, especially as women, right, is that communicate the problem. Oftentimes, we're in our head about, like, damn, I know he see the laundry. Like, why do it take for me to do this? Or I know he see the dishes. Talk. Mm-hmm. Really communicate, like, yo, this is what needs to happen. This is what I'm observing. Like, how do we work together to fix this? Mm-hmm. Because they're not going to be able to read your mind. And they're not probably going to have the same awareness or sensitivity to the things that you do because you're you. And so you have to be able to communicate what it is that you need.
Y'all, she hates a dirty bathroom, y'all.
Oh, I hate a dirty bathroom.
Y'all, do y'all understand?
And living with boys.
Do y'all understand that as an Army vet,
that's an excuse.
I had to see some horrible bathrooms.
Excuse.
So when I get to my bathroom, man, there's stuff on the floor. And I just look at her like, baby, this stuff going to be there tomorrow when I sweep it up. It's like, no, get it up now. Hey, look here. If it bothers you so much, go get it. As far as me going to go get it.
Mm-mm. But
now we have those conversations and we have these talks so I can understand, okay, the bathroom's a big deal. I think it was Saturday, the back in the bathroom.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I promise y'all, boys, y'all just missed the whole damn toilet. Like, what are y'all peeing
that's,
on?
That's your son, and you actually seen him do it spot on in front of you and upstairs. Daddy. No, I'm good. I shoot like Kobe. Kobe don't break that Shaq.
Well, then you pee like Shaq.
No, your son pee like Shaq. I'm Kobe out here.
Yeah, all right. But yeah, I think that gender roles are stupid.
So yeah, man.
We are going to share a really cool article in the description box that really talks about how to talk to your partner about emotional labor. Because I realize that not everyone knows about this as a topic.
I know about it very well because you keep giving it to me.
Well, you didn't know, which is crazy to me that you had no idea what emotional labor was.
You started giving it to me.
And now you throw the word out back at me. Like, is this emotional labor? Yes, it is, sir.
I don't want it. Take it back.
So listen, let's talk about something else real quick. Have y'all noticed that we have not made any mention of baby love? Within the last 2 days or so, she has really turned a corner in her ability to self-soothe while she is sleeping. Hallelujah.
I'm going to give it to y'all raw. I just stopped responding when she cried.
That's not even true.
I'm playing.
We definitely don't believe the cry-out method.
When the cry-out method doesn't work, I promise y'all. I tried it. It's like, yo, it just got louder and louder.
She really has learned to self-soothe. She is sleeping in her bassinet. Praise him.
Last night, she cried, I want to say, 5 times in 20 minutes. And it was like, eh! And she stopped.
And she just stopped.
I'm like, babe, she just stopped. I know. Oh, she's back. Okay, let's run upstairs. She stopped. Like, oh, wait. Okay, I guess we don't have to move.
Baby.
And we just left her alone.
Let me tell you something. I can actually get some work done now when the house shuts down at 7:30. It has been glorious.
I don't get no work done. This video game time.
So what's your win for the week?
Win for the week. I got quite a few. Tonight was a blessed night. For y'all that don't know, I'm kind of a deal on Clubhouse. Just a little one, you dig? But I had
I wish I had the damn applause. Yay!
I had a couple reach out to me on Clubhouse and ask for me to kind of talk them through a hard patch. And I was like, okay, God, you know, ministry's in my soul. So, okay, God, I'll try it. And I got into the space, and the Spirit said, bring your wife in. I said, okay. So I go get the wife. And literally, we were able to talk a couple through something that we've already been through quite a while ago. And be able to kind of shine some light on the things needed to be done. And they left feeling better. We have a secondary meeting coming up soon to just check in on progress. That was super dope. Is that your win? That's my win.
That's your win? Okay. I think my win this week is starting to clean our room. And that sounds real basic, but my anxiety has gotten it's got its hands around my neck lately, to the point where my room looks like a disaster. For real. And
I'll be sleeping in a cave, y'all.
Like, to the point where Josh is like, I'm going to let you have this.
I'm going to
go to the cave. And so over the weekend, I worked really hard to make a dent in the space and got some clutter out of the closets and donated some stuff to Goodwill. So I am definitely patting my back on that. The goal is to get it to the point where it feels clean and it feels airy. I need about one more weekend, then I think I'll be there. So that's my win. That's some real vulnerability for y'all.
Can I have a second win?
Sure.
Yo, my locks is coming in, y'all. You hear me?
He ain't draping like you. Girl, though. Look.
I mean, that's 7 years in the game. I'm like 2 months in. Hey, yeah, y'all, I'm
just saying.
These locks are
starting.
That's
about this postpartum edge. You know?
These locks are starting to just look glorious,
they
y'all.
They do look really good.
And I don't know how to feel about it. They don't move when I shake them yet. That's what I want. That's my first testament to being close is when I can shake my dreads. But. Or my locks. I ain't got dreads. I got locks.
What is your melanated daddy moment?
Of the week?
Yes.
That's too many.
Come on, you gave me your husband one. Now give me a...
Melanated daddy of a week would be two. Number one is just watching the dopeness that is the relationship between me and Baby Love. Baby Love is... That's each one of my children means something different to me, but Baby Love restored my heart, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my baby, y'all. Like, every child here, I miss the baby phase for, except for Baby Love. Kalani, I didn't get her until recently, but I didn't get the opportunity until she was four. Marley was three when I came around.
Marley was not three. Four? Five.
Four?
She was
five? In K-5. Five. Kingston was...
Three.
Mm-hmm. So I missed this for all of them. So Baby Love is just super dope. It's my baby, y'all.
Okay.
I baby wore her around IKEA the other day, and I felt like I was just that dude.
Felt like Superman, huh?
Felt like that dude with my baby on my chest. So, you know, it was dope.
Yeah, you can have all that. Been that, done there. You can baby wear. You can have all that. My melanated...
Don't try to discount my moment, man.
I'm sorry. You can have your moment.
That was real rude, man.
I love you. My melanated moment.
Don't try to tell me you love me to shut me up. That's not how this works.
Can I have my moment? We almost out of time.
I should continue to protest this moment. But go ahead.
Okay. My melanated mama moment is I am continuing to put out new content. I'm stretching myself. Sometimes it feels uncomfortable to be as vulnerable about some of the things that I'm struggling with as a parent. And so I am going to continue to do that. And that's my win, is because people are receiving the message, and that is super dope. So,
man, daddy's also on some podcasts coming up. So, like, you know, it's super intentional.
You know, you mentioned Dad Doula in the last episode. In 2 minutes, can you tell me what that is?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Okay. Talk to Tommy. Dad Doula is a doula service for non-birthing parents. I, being Dad Doula, would be the one who comes around, and I would be both an accountability partner. I teach the non-birthing partner how to be present, how to be intentional, how to advocate, and how to support. I do that through lessons. Every trimester, you'll get two lessons from me, a video and an audio for whoever wants to see it. That's it. Dad Doula is just it's accountability service for non-birthing partners. And then it also, it removes the emotional labor, the emotional labor from the birthing parent trying to educate their partner. That's my job.
So you, real humble, and I'm gonna humble brag on you a little bit more. You have been able to really work with a lot of folk outside of our network in our city, mm-hmm. To the point where you have clients who are not even from Milwaukee, which is super dope. Your sessions are virtual, so really any non-birthing parent could engage with some dad doula support services mm-hmm. in preparation for first-time dad, new again dad, which is a dad of a kid who you already have children, or a returning dad, which is a father or a partner or parent who has not been involved in their children's lives and are looking to make a comeback.
Now, that partner will probably still deal more with melanated daddy than dad doula, but they're all the same service.
Yeah, yes. All right, yo, we got through this conversation pretty quick. We just like, no gender roles. Bam, done, period.
Well, it's 10 o'clock at night. Bedtime.
Well, listen, for some folks, they're listening in the morning, so.
It's still 10 o'clock at night now here, so yeah. Quick, easy, I'm going to bed.
So listen, y'all, we have also included a vlog to our episodes because folks want to see our chemistry. Y'all have come in many, many comments to say, we want to see y'all faces when y'all talk. So y'all can see me rolling my eyes and looking half crazy in my pajamas, but I'm going to get y'all the real. That's what y'all asked for. That's what y'all going to get because we usually record at night.
And y'all can see these luscious locks, though. Hey, let me get the virtual component in this.
Get his edges reaching
in.
Don't know how to act, okay?
I actually had to edge up. I gave my liner to because they couldn't know. Last barber tried to spray my liner on. Like, oh, bro, I want that. They cut the hair, bro.
Anyway, y'all, if you have not already, please follow our Instagram page at Life with Zawadi. That's Z-A-W-A-D-I. You can also follow our individual pages at Instagram on Melanated Mama. That's M-A-M-A.
Bro, people bite my style so hard, y'all.
I'm just saying, there actually are a lot of different Melanated Mommies, Mama. You can actually spell it different ways. So I'm Melanated Mama, M-A-M-A.
Can I have my style back, please? Jesus. Melanated Daddy, simply D-A-D-D-Y. And then we also, the video will be on YouTube under Melanated Mama's YouTube.
Yeah, we'll have all the links in the description box. You can check out our faces. I have on no makeup. My edges are a mess. And I got on pajamas. So that's what it is.
I got a hoodie on. I just picked up Marley from dance camp.
So, until next time, y'all, it is actually our scheduled grown-up time tonight. So we're going to go have some fun.
Stop. No damn scheduled grown-up time.
Actually scheduled.
I did not schedule this.
So you weren't in my inboxes today? Like, yo, baby.
I wasn't in your. Wait, pause. Wasn't in your inbox. I text you.
Same thing.
Number two, the meme that I sent you was for next week Wednesday. Look at the date on that picture. It said that day specifically is next week Wednesday. I just sent it to you earlier.
I didn't see that part.
In preparation of next week Wednesday. But if you want to bust it over now, I'm not going to fight it. What? Come bust away, my
dude. Our natural birth control just woke up. So if you hear it real closely, Harlem just woke up.
And then let's see how long it takes for the sleep, y'all. It depends on what's left of you fed her. She's soothing, y'all. She's soothing, y'all.
We'll see. No,
she's working on it, bro. Let her work. Like yesterday, she cried for maybe 2 minutes and realized, okay, ain't nobody coming, y'all. So let me just.
It wasn't 2 minutes. It was like 30 seconds, but it probably felt like 2 minutes. And went straight to. I'm not letting my baby cry for 2 minutes.
Went straight to sleep, y'all. Just.
Anyway, y'all, we love y'all. Thanks for supporting us. Each week that we do this, we get more and more listeners. We really, really appreciate it. All we are is real. We're a blended family trying to do this black love thing. Until next time, though. Bam!
Play my music. Let's try it.
We're gonna rock today?
You're now rocking with the best. We appreciate y'all. Real talk. Thank you for coming on this ride with the Zawadi tribe. Oh, you're rhyme too. I got it in me, y'all. God bless.
Till next week, y'all.
We out.
Deuces.